Okay. Even though.
Even though.
I've done a lot of work. The hard way. People hurt me. I hurt myself. My thoughts hurt me. My actions hurt me. My non-actions hurt me. My silence hurt me. Oh, I've done the work. The hard way. And I wouldn't believe that I hold creative belief systems, limiting belief systems, that I'm not really lovable. Of course I believe I'm not lovable. If I thought I was lovable, I wouldn't have done it the hard way. All the ways. I'm not sure what I believe. I believe I can be helped. Because teachers helped me. Parents helped me. Friends helped me. Information helped me. But not really. Because I grew the hard way. It really wasn't easy. I'm not sure anything really helped. All the ways. I'm in a deep conflict between the way of evolution towards evolution and this new state of transitioning into becoming awakened. Thinking, aligning spirit with conscious thought. Never been done. Not in a real life. With bosses and family and obligations and bills. All our spiritual gurus have been taken care of. And here I am doing it all. Master. Servant. Taking care of business. Spiritual business. Life business. Financial business. Schedule business. Body business. Never been done. Who am I to face all the beliefs that have gotten us this far and dismantle them lovingly with humor and choose to know what I only dared to believe? How can I know that I am lovable when I'm not really sure? God is lovable. The God that allows disease, starvation, abuse, cruelty, death, accident, illness, brain chemistry issues. How can I believe that God, that Creator, knows what He's doing? How can I believe that it's safe to love the Creator of this earth chaos, this earth splendor? How can I believe that I am lovable, that I am safe, when no human life is safe? Human life is not safe at all. Not from discomfort. Not from pain. Not from loss. Not from confusion. Not from humiliation. From embarrassment. All the ways. I'm in a deep level of conflict that's never been addressed at this time, in this way, intellectually, emotionally, ever before. How can I be joyous in the human experience and believe in safety, in security, when I'm going to die? When I could get all the answers right, get it all figured out, and my life will be over. And if I come back and start again, I don't get to remember the answer. All the ways.
All the ways.
It's a paradox.
It's a paradox.
A game.
A game.
A confusing.
A confusing.
Irritating.
Irritating.
Frustrating.
Frustrating.
All set up against me.
All set up against me.
Game.
Game.
And I want to know. That I can find my way.
That I can find my way.
Into remembering.
Into remembering.
Wholeness.
Wholeness.
Even though it's never been allowed.
I'm really seeking wholeness.
That means all the negative emotion.
All the fear and doubt.
In full consciousness.
While I also have
full choice.
Wholeness.
I kind of thought I'd remember
just how to feel good.
I thought that's what the fine print said.
Work really hard.
Grow. And it'll all feel good.
And the truth is,
no matter what level of enlightenment
I reach,
this human body
will never feel good
witnessing
hunger,
pain,
loss,
betrayal,
sickness,
accident,
struggle.
All the ways.
It is a paradox.
And I'm seeking
to simply fall in
love
with the mystery of it all.
So that I might rest easy
in the new beliefs
I have chosen.
The new beliefs I have created.
The new beliefs
I've been chasing after.
Begging for.
Paying to create.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could rest easy?
Even as
I'm fully aware of the new belief.
Even as I face
the old beliefs
that brought me this far.
All the ways.
It is a paradox.
And I'm seeing
the paradox
is
part of me.
I am the mystery of life.
I'm seeking
to love,
to accept,
to enjoy.
I am the mystery of life.
And I am seeking
to know myself
in my truth,
in this paradox,
in this mystery,
in this experience
of me.
Okay, big breath.